Hi, John. How are you? Sarah speaking.
I'm okay, I guess.
So I was calling to follow up about the spend down to see if you were able to reach them.
So how do I pay that?
So that you would call that number. Did I give you the number yesterday?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I
So you
got it.
call that number and you tell them that you have to pay your spend down. And it's also showing up as it was not paid for January. So you have to pay it for January and February.
What are you talking about? I gotta pay 150 bucks?
Well, if it wasn't paid for January, then yeah.
Well, that's crazy, man. I don't have that money. I live on $1,200 a month. My bills are only 800. So what am I to do?
Wow. Okay, so I'm gonna ask my supervisor about that one. So how much do you think would be the best that you'd be able, let's say in the future months, just because it wasn't paid for 2 months, that's why it's 146. But in the future, you're able to pay $73 a month, or that's not gonna either be feasible.
Am I able to pay that? Is that what you're asking me? Hell no, I'm not able to pay that. That puts my bills up over 900 bucks a month, and I get $1,200 a month. What the hell am I supposed to do? No, you can't answer that because there is no answer. How is a person supposed to live on $300 a fucking month? I mean, shit.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask my supervisor if we could do over here because we can't just ignore the payment because then we can't bill for you, otherwise it shows up as
I
inactive.
understand you. Yeah, I understand it's not your problem, it's mine. But it's just. Oh man, I don't want to fucking explode over this bullshit. I mean, it's just. I know it's not your problem. It's mine, and I have to deal with it. And I'm not doing a very good job of dealing with it right now. I mean,
I hear. Yeah, I totally understand though that especially this month it would be extra hard since it's 2 months. That it's bad, it has to be back paid, so that's why it's more intense. I'm gonna ask.
so I owe for January and February.
Yeah.
So it's how much?
I think it came out to 146. Let's see, it's 73 times 2.
So if I don't pay that, what does that mean?
So if you don't pay it, then the services will have to go on hold because we can't bill for you. So until it's paid, we go on hold.
So,
Then we can't clock in.
and the way that I pay it is how?
Is by calling the number, the spend down unit, and they're requesting to pay it, and then you'll pay it, and then we will see that it's updated and it's paid, and then we'll start the services back up, and you could continue clocking in.
So, this number that you gave me is 855-600-4412.
Correct.
I called them when you gave me this number, and I couldn't get in touch with nobody.
They sometimes are a little bit hard to reach.
So I'll continue to try, I guess, and get this paid.
1 minute, let me see.
And
Seven,
I'll
three.
go without food for the next month. But anyway, that's the way it is, right?
Unless, I mean, pretty much, I'm going to ask my supervisor to see, because the thing is that it's really got to be paid before the 1st, so that before the 1st, meaning February 1st, and then tomorrow is the last, tomorrow the 30th is the
tomorrow,
last.
Tomorrow is the 30th?
Tomorrow's the 30th, yeah.
I was thinking today was the 27th.
Yeah, it's a few days later, so it's getting very close, because the 1st is on Sunday, so tomorrow's Friday, which is the last day that I'll be in office to be paid before the 1st.
Well, I'll, so tomorrow it has to be paid by.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Thank you. Call me back if you have any questions, okay?
Thanks.